I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia Division of Natural Resources annual Sportsman Sectional Meetings are coming up this month, and they are quite important for West Virginia sportsmen to let their feelings be known. We'll talk a little more about those sectional meetings coming up in a moment. The annual Sportsman's Sectional Meetings are going to be held over the course of 2 days next week, Monday and Tuesday, at various spots around the state. DNR personnel will be on hand to discuss the agency's proposed game and fish law changes for the coming year. Paul Johansson is the Chief of Wildlife at the West Virginia DNR.
We roll out our proposals to sportsmen and women and landowners and others interested in our programs. We'll be conducting a series of 12 meetings that will take place on two evenings, March 11th and March 12th, and this is a great opportunity for our staff to get out and meet with folks interested in our programs, and we really look forward to those meetings.
And input from sportsmen is not only sought, it's actually required.
We're actually required by the West Virginia Code to hold these public meetings and solicit input from our various user groups. We kind of go a little bit above and beyond what the requirements are and actually conduct 12 of, we'll be conducting 12 of these meetings, try to get them distributed across the state of West Virginia to make it as convenient as possible for folks to come out so they don't have to travel too far a distance.
And the meetings are informal. They run from 6 to 8 both evenings. There are questionnaires that sportsmen are asked to fill out and to offer comments in both in writing and in conversations with biologists, officers, and other DNR personnel who will be on hand. Those comments are then presented to the Natural Resources Commission.
It's a question of providing information to our commissioners, input into our, to our commissioners, so they can, in essence, balance the science side of wildlife management with the public's interest in our programs. And that commission sort of acts as the body. They don't sort of act. They act. They are the body that actually makes and establishes the rules and regulations relating to seasons and bag limits and creel limits and those sorts of things.
The meeting locations will be Monday at East Fairmont High School, Nicholas County High School, the Martinsburg Holiday Inn, Beckley-Raleigh County Convention Center, Pumpkin Park Office in Milton, and North Bend State Park. And then Tuesday's meetings will be at John Marshall High School, the South Branch Inn in Moorfield, Buchanan Upshur High School, the Chuck Mathena Center in Princeton, Chief Logan State Park, and the Lubeck Volunteer Fire Department in Parkersburg. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.